Update, July 9, 8 p.m. As of Wednesday night, the Hope Fire had grown to 3,500 acres with 0% containment, burning 11.4 miles southwest of Northport, Washington. Wednesday morning, the regional district issued an update on the Hope, USA, fire. According to the Regional District of Kootenay Boundary, RDKB, as forecasted, favorable weather conditions last night resulted in shifting winds that blew the fire back onto itself and away from the Canada-US border. The United States has put considerable resources on the now 3,200-acre fire. For current information on the Hope Fire, residents are advised to consult U.S. agency sources, such as InsaWeb, Wildfire. According to the RDKB, it will continue to monitor the situation and post updates as needed on its website and social media channels. With wildfire season underway, the RDKB strongly encourages residents to sign up for its free emergency alert system and to plan for an emergency. Visit https://emergency.rdkb.com/ for more information. Wildfire smoke from just across the U.S. border is drifting into southern B.C., prompting a Level 1 activation of the Regional District of Kootenay Boundaries Emergency Operations Center, EOC. As of Wednesday morning, the fire, named the Hope, USA, wildfire, was burning approximately 19 kilometers south of the U.S.-Canada border. The blaze is located 12 kilometers southwest of Northport in Stevens County, Washington, south of Highway 3 between Christina Lake and Trail. The fire remains active with 0% containment and estimated at 3,000 acres in size. Smoke is visible in Lower Columbia communities, including Trail, and as far as Nelson, Boundary Country, and even Cranbrook, where brown smoke has been reported overhead. Due to high volume of calls concerning the smoke and brown-colored smoke in the skies over Cranbrook, we thought we would update you, Cranbrook Professional Firefighters Local 1253 posted to Facebook Tuesday night. We are aware of a wildfire in Washington State, between Christina Lake and Trail. There is no risk to Cranbrook. According to the BC Wildfire Service, air tankers are being deployed to assist with the response. U.S. Air support is also on site. The U.S. Department of Natural Resources is leading suppression efforts. The regional district says there is currently no threat to residents. We are activating out of an abundance of caution and to continue to monitor the fire, said Mark Stevens, regional EOC director. Stevens also urged residents to be proactive. With wildfire season here, we encourage residents to plan for emergencies, such as create grab-and-go kits. The district encourages everyone in the region to sign up for its free emergency alert system and take steps now to prepare for potential evacuation or emergency situations. More information is available at https://emergency.rdkb.com. This is a developing situation. The Trail Times will share further updates as they become available.